7:02 in conversation with the GCIS. You know, South Africa is gearing up for the elections, right? And the spectre of disinformation looms large above us, and it threatens to undermine the democratic process and distort electoral outcomes. Social media has amplified reach and impact, and somehow allowing for misinformation just to spread at unprecedented speeds. In the context of South Africa's election, disinformation can take many forms. Many forms, from misleading narratives about candidates and their policies, we've touched on this before, to false claims about the voting process itself. To discuss this further and to share what steps the GCIS is taking to monitor these incidents, we have Acting Director General Nomonde Mnuka, who joins us on the line right now. DG, thanks very much for your time. Welcome to 702.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you and to the listeners.
Please elaborate for us, DG, on how people are being misled before, during, and possibly after the general elections.
Basically, let me start with the disinformation first. It happens when, I just want to make an example so that it can be practical, particularly to any general person. It happens when people have intentions to mislead people. And therefore, sometimes what happens is a person is delivering a speech or an address or talking in an interview. Then the people, they decide to record or take a video of such. But just focus on the particular information that will enable them to do that they want to achieve of misleading the nation, without providing the context of where does this one come from, or what was said after the particular statement. So people then generally send and make sure that particular information, be it is a voice note or be it is a video, is viral. And sometimes it is information, as you have already said, about the credibility of the voting process, or the track record of certain organizations serving people, or including information about that what is being in the public, but in a limited form. So in a way, because a person has got an intention to mislead, we call that disinformation. Then when that particular information gets to an ordinary person who does not know the initial intentions, receives it, decides to also circulate it without understanding what was the initial purpose of it being circulated, and not even understanding the effects of how credible the information is, but just decide to circulate it further.
And
that we call... Yes.
Apologies to interrupt. I just want us to touch on everything before I say goodbye to you, DG.
Yes.
I was wondering, what are you proposing to address this issue? And how can this be combated, especially the spread of disinformation? Because it can do quite a lot of harm.
We're basically creating awareness and partnering with media as we are speaking with you right now, to create awareness to people to say they must be mindful of the information that they have in possession of themselves. Double check and be sure that the information is credible, is correct, but also understand that there are laws in South Africa that regulate communication in general. For an example, if you talk about the Constitution, as much as Section 16 gives us the freedom of expression, that freedom of expression comes with responsibilities. And those responsibilities are, we shouldn't be perpetuating or spreading propaganda or incorrect information. But also touching on the Cyber Crimes Act, because the majority of this is happening in the digital platform, that people, they should understand that Cyber Crimes Act, it regulates or it governs the use of digital platforms and online. But particularly, it deals with malicious communication, which includes sharing of data and messages to incite violence or damage property, but also the information that is fake, that is untrue. And by so doing, then people, they then get to implicate themselves in criminal activities if they do such.
DJ, really, thanks for your time. We need to chat a little bit some more about this. Really appreciate your time on this very important discussion.